Well, if you have your Bible, take it and turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 20. And when you find that, you've been seated for a minute, we'll ask you to stand and stretch your legs. 1 Samuel chapter 20. And we don't normally do that. But some of you look a little sleepy. So you stand, and we'll get the blood flowing. That way I can preach longer. 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse number 18. I'll read one verse and bring you what the Lord's laid on our hearts today. Visitors, thank you for coming. You're honored guests today. And appreciate you being here. Look at verse 18. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, today that, God, you would give us that you would want us to have. And, Lord, I pray, God, that you would save that one that's nearest hell today. Lord, give us the words we need to say. We'll thank you in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Jonathan told that David, and they were best friends. But Jonathan's dad was King Saul. King Saul didn't like David. And so Jonathan said, you know, look, you're supposed to be at the house today, and Dad, you know, I don't think he likes you too well. And we'll have your place there, but my suggestion is you just don't show up. Now, you're going to have a place there, and your seat's going to be empty, but you're going to be missed. And so I just want to talk to you just a few minutes. Chairs, strange things. Sometimes they take on their own personality. You can look at different chairs, and you can tell there's a personality about that chair. You can tell. Now, some of you say, well, you don't normally use a PowerPoint on Sunday morning. I understand that. But I didn't want to wag all these chairs up here. So y'all pray for me. But that has a personality. And when you look at that chair, you know that that stands for royalty and somebody important sits there. And then you look at other chairs, and you can look at that chair and tell that there's suffering going on when someone sits in a chair like that. Every chair takes on its own idea, its own personality. And there's something about that chair that says you may not want to sit there and read a newspaper. That chair has its own personality and its own idea behind it, and it's a chair you wouldn't want to sit in, I hope. Now, some of us probably should have been sitting there if we'd have got caught. Yeah, boy, it got quiet in the room there, didn't it? But there are chairs. You think about the president's chair, and you think about some of you remember, it's before my time, but some of you remember John F. Kennedy when he went to Dallas and got shot, and the president's chair was empty, and whether you liked him or not, or it didn't make a difference about that, but that seat was empty, and he was missed by a lot of people. Hitler, before he took office, he wanted to go to France, and there was a chair that Napoleon sat in, a big old chair, a king's chair. On the back of it had a big N on the back of that chair. And Hitler stood, they say that he stood and looked at that chair for over 2 hours. And after he looked at that chair for 2 hours, he left there, he took over Germany, and he attacked Russia. That's what Napoleon did. There's something about those chairs that have a personality. There's something about those chairs that speak to us. And so this morning, I'd like to draw your attention just a few minutes to some chairs that I think we should remember. Number one, I'm looking at Dad's chair. One of those chairs, it just looks like a dad's. Most dad's chairs look like this one over here, and it looks like it's ready for the yard sale, or it looks like it's ready for the dump, and he don't want you to get rid of it because he's just got it broken in. And when you sit in dad's chair, you go down about 3 feet. Somebody help me. And dad's chair is one of those chairs where you go into that room, and if you decide to sit in that chair, mom says, no, that's your dad's. And you go in there, and you try to sit down, and dad will walk in the room, and he'll... And you just sort of get up, and you know to move, you know. But there's something about dad's chair. Dad's chair stands for something. It stands for leadership in the home. Dad scolds and mama weeps. But it's dad's responsibility to set the moral and spiritual example for the home. It's dad's responsibility to see that the word of God is honored and reverenced in the home. It's dad's spot to lead in matters of discipline and make sure his children are raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's dad's responsibility to make sure his family is in church. Someday his chair's going to be empty and he's going to be missed. Someone said, as the home goes, so goes the church. As the church goes, so goes the nation. Dads, you that are here this morning, that chair right there ought to be a place that those kids respect. Not only just because it's a chair, but because who sits in that chair and what those kids have learned from that chair. I remember waking up when I was in the home there, and I'd be there and wake up in the middle of the night and go to the restroom or whatever, and you look down that hallway. And out there in dad's office, we had turned in the garage there to an office, a church office. He had books on every corner there and cassette tapes back and reel to reel. Anybody remember reel to reel tapes? He had a reel to reel deal out there, man. He had tapes and he'd go out. And there was a chair out there. And he would be out there and his Bible would be laying by the chair right there, ready to be picked up. I remember many times going to the restroom 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And my dad's here, and I understand he don't like me talking about this stuff, but I'm telling you, this is what I got, and I'm going to say it. And I looked out to that chair. I learned a lot from that chair. 3 o'clock in the morning, light would be on over there. I peeked my head around there. He'd be sitting in that chair getting ready for Sunday morning. Let me say this. I hope it don't offend you, and if it does... somebody told, D.L. Moody? Said, D.L. Moody, it's like rubbing the cat the wrong way when you preach. He said, well, turn the cat around. But I just hope you take this in the right spirit, in the right way. But I never saw a beer can by daddy's chair. No, never saw an ashtray by daddy's chair. Come on now. I feel like preaching now. First I wasn't feeling like it, but now I'm feeling like it. I didn't see any dirty magazines by daddy's chair. Daddies, you better get you a chair that your kids can respect. And young people, you better listen to me. One of these days, dad's chair is going to be empty. And he's going to be missed. And you'll remember all the times you backtalk your daddy, smart it off to your daddy. Amen. Jonathan told David, said, your seat's going to be empty and you're going to be missed. Hey, young people, you love your daddy? Does dad have to be perfect for you to love him? If you don't love and respect your dad, your kids won't love and respect you. Young people, you do not know everything. Amen. I said, I don't need a dad. But one day his chair is going to be empty and he's going to be missed. And you, and listen, I've been at a bunch of funerals now. You better not have no regrets. You better tell your daddy what you want to tell him today. Amen. This ain't really a Sunday morning message, but this is what I got. And we too far in now to turn around. But hey, one of these days, Dad's chair is going to be empty. And he's going to be missed. What are you going to remember about Dad's chair? What did you do? And I remember, listen, hey, Dad's chair ought to be a place where you crawl up in his lap and he'll tell you a Bible story. Amen. Y'all don't get quiet on me. Just say amen. Nobody will think you're guilty. I think about Dad's chair. Hey, what about this one? Mama's chair is always a rocker. That's where she rocked you to sleep. Say, preacher, they're not supposed to. Well, in the Old Testament, if a kid didn't mind, they rocked them to sleep. Yeah. And so, and nowadays, mom's chair stood for something. That's mama's chair. You go in there, and I was just over there the other day. Mom's got a chair over there. She sits in, and Dad's got one. And he said, well, he's got one in the office and one over there in the living room. And they got chairs they sit in. And my dad's chair in the living room got a blood pressure machine beside it. I mean, you know they're getting older now. And so I went over the other night to take something, and I went over there and sat in Dad's chair, and I took my blood pressure, made sure it was all right. And I mean, if you want to check your blood, go sit in Dad's chair. His blood pressure, like sitting, like one in Walmart, you sit around and just put your arm in. And pill bottles laying all around. But mama's chair, that's where she rocked you to sleep, and that's where she told you Bible stories. That's where she prayed in your ear while you was drifting off to sleep. That's where mom told you that everything's going to be all right. And that's where she said she had a lot of tears, and she'd be rocking you, and tears fall down and hit you on the side of the face. Abraham Lincoln said, behind every great man is a great mother. D.L. Moody says, all that I have ever accomplished, I owe to my godly mother. Dad was the disciplinarian and mom was the comforter. Playing basketball, you fell down and hurt yourself. And Dad's like, get up, boy, get up. Yeah. And mama's like, oh, come over here. I mean, high school, you don't do that. You're in high school, everybody looking. Yeah. And mama's like, come, married my baby. Do that in front of high school. But Dad's like, get up, boy. Don't be a sissy. Get up. Mom's chair is different. Dad's chair is different. I remember George Beverly Shea's mother. One of the reasons George Beverly Shea took the career that he has singing for Billy Graham is because his mother wrote a poem and left it over on the piano. And told George Beverly Shea, hey, it's worth serving God. It's worth serving God. I still remember where my grandparents sat. I remember they both sets. And hey, their seats are empty. And you know what? They're missed. But I still remember what went on in those chairs. My grandmother, she couldn't sit still, and she was there. And when she's in the nursing home, but she'd get that Bible, start reading, she'd be still, just read every bit of it. It's an amazing thing what you remember. Christmas time, hey young people, Christmas time, man. After we ate at Mom and Daddy's house, they'd want to go visit both nursing homes, see Grandma. I'm like, I don't want to go to the nursing home. Now that their seat's empty,
come on. That's right.
They're missed.
Yeah.
little boy and his sister was lost out in the woods. They was out there and they was lost. And all of a sudden, they got found and they asked the girl, little girl said, how in the world, how'd y'all get found? He said, well, Mama always told us. And she'd rock us to bed, rock us to sleep at night. And she said, when in that chair, she would say, when you get in trouble, you call out on the Lord. She said, me and my little brother was out there lost in woods. She said, all I knew to do was do what Mama told me. She said, I said, Lord, we're in a mess. Me and my little boy, we're out here in a mess. We need help. And all of a sudden, he's wandering around out there. A little crippled bird, arm was messed up. A little bird jumping around all over there. And that boy just forgot he was lost, and they started following and chasing that little bird with a broke wing. That bird, about 30 minutes, that bird carried him out to the main highway. Say, preacher, I said, quit. No, that's the Lord answering a mama's prayer. Hey, let me give you another one. Y'all ready for another one? You know why they call it the high chair? Because that's the highest person in the house. Whoever is sitting in that chair runs the whole outfit. And I'll be honest, and I try to play tough, and I try to play all, you know, this, that, and the other. And we got two boys. Yesterday we married the other one off, and now the house is, and I come to the house. I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you this morning. I try to be tough and try to, you know, hey, get them boys, get them out of here. You know, hallelujah. I'm glad there's food in the refrigerator now, and hallelujah. You can ask Tracy, I'll come in and say, where's all the kids at? Why ain't there any noise around here? One of these days, they're going to grow up and them chairs are going to be empty. How many of us realize, how many of us ever said this? Boy, I wish they were small again. 3 John 1 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Hey, you better train, parents, mom, dad, listen to me real good. You better train them up right when they're sitting in that chair. Because by the time they get a chair like daddy's, straightening out, it's done gone out the window. Don't try to straighten it out after it's done got its chair of its own. You better start your training right there when they're in that high chair. And then in that high chair, listen to me now. Some of you might need to practice this a little bit. And in that high chair, and they try to stand up in the chair, and you say, sit down in that chair. And they keep standing, and you go, one, two. Don't be counting. Do not be counting. Now look, I ain't trying to tell you how to raise kids, but I'm just telling you this. Some of that timeout stuff y'all do ain't working. I mean, you say, well, you don't know. Well, we can tell you don't. You say, well, I don't whip my kid. We can tell. Hallelujah. Where was I? Hey, they start standing up. You see that leg's supposed to be sticking out there? You just pop that leg. Sit back down. I ain't gonna pop. Well, you better. Because when they get out of that chair, hey, the seat's gonna be empty. You're gonna wish you'd had. Amen. Hey, mom, dad, listen, I'm guilty. Y'all listen to me, I'm guilty. Pastoring, and I'm not poor mouthing now. I'm just telling you, sometimes you get busy, and you don't have time to spend with the kids when they're like this. And I'm guilty. I wish I'd spent more time when they was in the high chair. Wished I'd spent more time with them when they was in the high chair. And now the high chair is empty. And they're missed. Yeah, they're still around. They'll come in and they had one or two of them come in yesterday and went straight to the refrigerator. I'm like, where'd you get a key at? I thought we took up all the keys. Let me go on to the other chair. If you're a member or a regular attender, you got a place. You got a chair. And when you're not in your chair, you're missed. Now, I understand people work and you think about all that, but I'm thinking about, I remember Brother Richard Hallam. He used to sit right over here and pull his wheelchair in over, right over there. His seat's empty. I remember Miss Annie, sit right back over there in that back row back over there. And, I miss her. Her seat's empty. Hey, I miss Brother Terry Poindexter. Yeah. Amen. Brother Terry Poindexter had a seat. And when his seat's empty, they're missed. And let me just say this. Oh, Sammy right there, there's one of his seats right there. And last Sunday, he was out with what I call playing G.I. Joe. You know, once a month or whatever they do, you know, he's got to put in his time, National Guard and all that. And hey, he wasn't sitting there. Guess what? He had a good excuse for missing, but guess he was missed. Amen. Old Rob back there, he's got to work a lot. And we understand all of that. Well, I understand all that. Well, Rob ain't up there with that guitar around his neck. Guess what? He's missed. Oh, nobody misses me. Yes, we miss you. We miss you when you're not here. And when those, you know, we understand working and we understand those things like that. But some people just miss because they want to miss. And what they're saying when they miss and they don't have a good excuse for missing, they're not half dead and on the way to the funeral home, and they just want to miss. And what they're saying is, preacher, what you've studied all week is of no interest to us whatsoever. We're saying, hey, whatever you studied, whatever you got prepared, you studied all week. Oh, sometimes a preacher goes out of his way and runs back and forth hospitals and nursing homes, and boy, I'm telling you, and then you got folks that leave a church. Ah, there ain't no love in that church. Yeah. Boy, that hurts. That hurts when you hear them say that, and you've been over backwards trying to help, and then they leave and say, oh, there ain't no love in that church. You don't show up, your seat's going to be empty. Now, please understand that. I'm telling you, we've got a lot of sickness around here. We understand all that. I'm talking about just pure laziness, what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the folks sitting at home right now watching on the internet because they didn't feel like getting up, getting ready, and putting clothes on, coming down to church, and sitting in a chair. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting a close-up of me right here? We appreciate the internet. I'm going to tell you, that internet and watching on the internet, I'm going to tell you, has gotten some of our folks out of church. Ah, we watch you. We watch you. I understand. That's good. I know we got some watching this morning sick. That's what it's for. And the shut-ins. I'm telling you, that internet, it gets real easy.
Yeah.
Watch it in your pajamas.
That's right.
Say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm just here to tell you, when your seat's empty, you're missed.
That's right.
And just remember this. This ought to be a verse in the Bible. The banana that left the bunch is the one that got eaten. You better stay with the bunch. You better stay in with the bunch. Because once you get plucked out, you're going to get eaten. Amen. He said, we was talking about Rob and Sammy a while ago. I'm going to tell you. I miss my buddy over there when he ain't over there playing the piano. We got some folks play the piano. And Wednesday night, Mark's going to have to miss. He's got some for work, and he's got to go get certified in something. And he's going to miss Wednesday night. Guess what? His seat's going to be empty. He's going to be missed.
Amen.
And that's good reason. We understand that's good. We understand that. You can't help it. That's providentially hindered. We understand that. But I'm going to tell you, it don't make any difference. You're still going to be missed. We want you to know you missed.
Amen.
Ah, nobody misses me. Yes, we miss you. We sure do. Hey, y'all ever been in here? Y'all ever been in here about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night? Ain't nobody in here but you. The most spookiest place you've ever been in. Sometimes it dawns on me, oh, I might have left this on, or I got to check the batteries or something. And I get up, come down here, empty building, no lights on, nobody's in here. The spookiest place you ever been into.
Yeah.
Not just this place. You're like, what's wrong with this place? Any church. That one on Reynolds Avenue, man, the building was so old, and every time you walked in there, you heard wood creaking, and it's spooky. Nobody's in there. But you like people to be in the place. Runs all the spooks out. What if your hand, part of the body, he just left. In the morning, you woke up, and from wrist down, your hand's gone. You call your wrist and go, hey, where you at? Well, I'll be back next week. You wake up and your ankle, from your ankle down, is gone. And you call the ankle, I need you today. Oh, we'll be back next week. Boy, this is heaven, ain't it? Hey, well, let me talk about this one right here. Let's get off this church chair. Let's take a vote. Everybody ready to get off the church chair? Woo! That place right there has been vacant for over 3,000 years. One of the last kings that sat there, a good one, King Solomon, King David's son. And that thing over there in Jerusalem, that seat's been empty a long time. You know who's supposed to sit there? Well, all the world leaders have tried to fill this chair to no avail. All the world leaders wants to sit in this chair. They want to be the king. They want to rule the world. And one of the reasons the world is that we're in a total chaos today is because this chair is empty right now, and he's empty, and the king is supposed to be sitting there, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's not sitting there yet, and he's missed. We miss him. Say, preacher, ain't it? Oh, it told Mary, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. You'll call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
The Lord's coming, and he's going to sit on that throne. And boy, is he missed. Say, preacher, what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you. Revelation chapter 19, behold, I saw a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and his name was called the Word of God, and the armies which followed him on white horses. Hallelujah. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. We just talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords coming to sit on the throne of his father David. And when he gets here, he's taking over. Nobody's a voting. Nobody's going to crucify him. Nobody's going to put a crown of thorns on him. He'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to be on his throne. Forever and ever and ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I'm looking forward to that day.
Amen.
Well, I got one more to talk about. Over there in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, and have us made us up together, raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places. John 14, it says, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. There must be some seats up in heaven. Luke 13, verse 29. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. There's seats up there. All around the throne up there. There's chairs. Seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They're throwing their crowns down at his feet right now. Around the throne of God. Those four beasts full of eyes. Within, without. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. There's a fella I heard about the story. His name was R.E. Neighbors. He had a dream. And his dream was he went to heaven. They was up there, and God was taking roll. He was calling everybody's names. And he was going down the roll, and he would say, Neighbors. And this old boy said, Here. I said, No, we ain't talking about you. We're talking about your dad. He went on down, was talking about neighbors, his last name. Said, neighbor, here. He said, no, that's your sister. So get somewhere and sit down. We ain't called your name yet. And he called his mama's name, so-and-so neighbor. Here. He said, son, we ain't called your name. Hush. And finally they got down to all the end of the names there. And he started jumping up and down in his dream. Here, I'm here, I'm here. Don't leave me out, I'm here. And he said it so loud, he woke himself up, woke mom and dad up. Mom and dad walked in there and led him to Jesus Christ. He said, now I know I got a place there. If you don't get saved, your seat is going to be empty. You're going to be missed. Say, preacher, oh, it'll be wiping away. No, we're wiping away tears in 21, in Revelation 21. This is for that. Hey, you imagine getting up into heaven, looking around before Jesus wipes away all their memory and all, and we're learning. I wonder why. Boy, I thought he was saved. Where's he at? Man, I thought so-and-so. I thought she'd be up here. I've been looking for her all over the place. Where's she at? Boy, I miss her. Your seat's going to be empty. You're going to be missed. You got a seat up there. You'll get saved. I heard about a mom taking her boys and girls, a little boy and a little girl, taking boy and girl. Listen to me, I'm almost done. Boy and a girl, took them to church. Dad was an atheist. Dad stayed home. The little boy got about 11 years old. The little boy woke up on Sunday morning and said, Mom, I think I'm staying here with Dad today. No, son, we go to church now. We go to church. I want to stay with Dad. Dad gets to stay home. I want to stay home. I don't ever get to do it. I want to stay home with Dad. Mom says, no, we're going to church. And Dad says, won't you leave that boy alone? Let him make his own mind up. Dad said, I tell you what, honey, you raise that girl, and I'll raise the boy. And that boy stayed with his dad the rest of the time. And mom took the girl to church, and dad stayed home with the boy. They played ball, and they throw the ball, you know, and they did all kind of fun stuff on Sunday. Wasn't too long. The boy got a teenager, 17, 18 years old, and had to be taken to the hospital. They found an incurable disease in his body. It wasn't giving him much time to live. The boy lay in there in the hospital, asked to see his dad. He said, Dad, I followed you like you wanted me to. I've done everything you've told me to do. Now, at this stage in my life, I'm down to the end. Should I follow you or mama? And that dad, with tears going down his face, boy, you follow what mama said. You do what mama said. I'm so sorry. I didn't do you right. I led you down the wrong way. Son, I'm sorry. You follow whatever mama taught you. You do what she said. Solomon said, he Your seat's going to be empty. You'll be missed. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, this morning. God, I hope, pray, somebody that spoke to somebody's heart. As Jonathan told David, your seat's going to be empty. You'll be missed. Lord, I don't want anybody in this room to miss heaven. Don't want anybody in this room to miss heaven. Lord, I pray, God, they would see you today, high and lifted up. Lord, they'd get saved. Oh, please, in Jesus' name, won't you stand all over the building?